Emergency contraception. The morning after pill is available without a prescription to those 17 and older. In 2011, Obama's Health and Human Services head, Kathleen Sebelius, who, by the way, useless. Sebelius is a Greek word that means useless. There's some people in his administration that, wow, really? Including him. You begged us to reelect you, so we reelected you, and you still won't take your dick out and smack people down with it. What is your problem? Stop thinking about Ronald Reagan and start thinking about Lyndon Baines Johnson. Yeah. Making the Coke trade the flourishing thing that it is today. That's Reagan's accomplishment. Lyndon Baines Johnson took his dick out and smacked Congress with it. And got an entire generation healthcare and food. That's what Lyndon Baines Johnson did. And education for people all over this country. And the Miranda decision all happened during Lyndon Baines Johnson. Whatever Eisenhower and JFK dreamed of, which we know what they dreamed of. Eisenhower dreamed of shooting under 74 without a handicap. And JFK dreamed of Venezuelan girls upside down. Lyndon Baines Johnson ruled this country autocratically and got a lot done. But what about Vietnam? That was a bummer. He was sad about that. You don't have to capitulate on gun control. You don't have to capitulate on abortion. You don't have to capitulate on Afghanistan or healthcare or anything anymore, Obama. We gave you the steering wheel in the last election. You notice the white guy is slightly getting marginalized. Now is the time. The time is now, as Led Zeppelin said. Yeah. Because the wind won't blow, and it really shouldn't go, and it only goes to show, hey ho, and all that, right? I'm so sick of hearing you capitulate to every vested interest in corporate right-wing Christian. Well, churches don't have to give contraception because it's against their... No, everyone does. How about that? When Mary died and Queen Elizabeth I came into power, she was Henry VIII's daughter. The first thing she did was abolish the Catholic Church and make everyone stick to that in England. She made the C of E an entity. Grow a clitoris like Queen Elizabeth I and make this country better. I am begging you. Begging you. It doesn't matter if John Boehner cries or people in... Yeah. Or it doesn't matter if people in North Dakota are unhappy. There's nobody in North Dakota, okay? We've seen the map. We've seen how it works. The truth is this. The red states suck money out of our government all the time. And then they hold the line on gay marriage, on abortion, on everything. They are adamant and horrible about gun control. All these issues. By the way, nobody lives in these states and they have no money. The time has come to not listen to their voice anymore. I don't want to hear anymore about what people in Wyoming give a fuck about. I live in California. We have 30 million people. We pay our taxes. We don't take money from the government like all the little poor states do. And by the way, coincidentally, with all of the states that take the most money from the federal government, they are the least educated states. And they're against everything that progress holds dear and that we know is going to happen in the next 30 years. If you tell me in 30 years' time there's going to be no gay marriage and no abortion and no medical marijuana, I will laugh at you because there will be all of these things. No matter how many white guy, douchebag, fat ass motherfuckers wearing a fanny pack stand in front of a church with a God hates fag sign. Your Second Amendment does not trump my First Amendment. How about that, okay? Your Second Amendment can suck my First Amendment's man bag. It's Kathleen Sebelius overruled FDA drug regulators for the first time in history in 2011 and rejected making it over the counter. We're talking about Plan B, the Plan B pill. There's no reason every woman shouldn't have access to the Plan B pill. There's no reason every woman shouldn't have access to health care. There's no reason every woman shouldn't have access to abortion free and on demand. Yes, you've heard me. I didn't say in certain cases of rape or incest. I didn't say that a doctor panel has to work you. I didn't say they needed an invasive ultrasound intervention. Vaginal thing. I didn't say that a fetus was a person. I didn't say any of those things. I said free and on demand, like men get. Men, did you see these assholes with their guns the other day running around talking about in public with guns and scaring everybody when the... All right, I'll calm down. I have to give my name if I buy Sudafed. Yeah. You should have to have a background check if you're going to buy a firearm. men have had boner pills perfected over the last 30 years. Now any creepy, icky, rapey dude can get a boner whenever he wants because he can buy these pills. And we're still arguing over whether women should have access to healthcare because abortion is part of healthcare. And don't think it's not. And the people that are against it hate women. I'm tired of coddling. I'm tired of hearing both sides. There is no both sides. If you are against abortion and if you want women to die in back rooms, because they do die in back rooms, you hate women. That's what this is about. Your hatred of women. It's not about fetuses, because if you gave a fuck about fetuses, we'd have education in this country and we'd have healthcare. A quarter of the people that are homeless are children. If you gave a fuck about children, there wouldn't be that many homeless children. So I don't want to hear it anymore. This I thought was awesome. The group National Women's Liberation has been fighting for universal access to the morning after pill through a federal lawsuit with a decision expected in the next week. At Tuesday's action, dozens of people stocked boxes of Plan B on the shelves and called for it to be in front of the counter, not behind it. Condoms are in front of the counter. Men don't use them. Men get pregnant people all the time. Kim Kardashian is having a baby, so the world will carry on. And did you ever notice when anyone like Jessica Simpson or Britney Spears or whatever has a baby, they say it's part of God's plan? Well, God's a planner then sometimes. Sometimes not having a baby is part of God's plan too. How about that? And sometimes being normal, or whatever we consider the parameters of normal, is so unimportant it's not even funny. Is being heterosexual normal? Is having a family normal? Is being married normal? Whatever you are is normal. Short of being a sociopath who goes around and tells other people what to do all the time. You mean like you're doing now, Greg? Yeah, but I'm doing it from a great place. Is it different anywhere else, Greg? April 1st, 2013. French law providing free contraception and abortion goes into effect. A French law that allows minors between the ages of 15 and 18 to receive free contraception from family planning centers and provides abortion without cost to patients went into effect this Sunday. Many women were unable to afford abortions before the measure. That's not something you even hear in this country. Here we're trying to prevent it at all costs. Here we're trying to elevate fetuses to personhood. Here we're trying to re-rape women by making them have intervaginal soundings before they get an abortion. Every manner of law is trying to be passed in Virginia, Indiana, Alabama, North Dakota, right? The states go on and on and on and on and on and on. There are very few abortion providers anymore in the United States. France passed this law this week. I was just in France last week, and I didn't see anyone unhappy over this. Yeah, they had a big anti-gay march, if you saw that in the paper. There's rednecks, there's rougenecks everywhere. On Tuesday, Republican Governor, this is from The Guardian, UK, Republican Governor Jack Dalrymple of North Dakota signed a ban on abortion after the detection of an embryonic heartbeat, evident as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy through transvaginal ultrasound. North Dakota, by the way, has no people in it. I mean, there's people in North Dakota, but not a lot of people. I would wager there's under 750,000 in the whole state. Am I wrong? 500,000 maybe in the whole state. They're adamant about this. By the way, there are people in North Dakota fighting against this at all times. This is the last bastion, you know what I mean? We're talking about, this is Granada in 1492. These are the last Muslims while the Catholics are swarming around the castle here. Earlier this month, a similar fetal heartbeat bill became law in Arkansas after the GOP-controlled legislature, overrode the Democratic governor's veto, The Democratic governor of Arkansas vetoed the bill. The GOP-controlled legislature decided it was within their purview to hate on women. I, without knowing, and because I am a prognosticator of the highest caliber, I'm going to tell you that the legislature of Arkansas has few women and even fewer people of color in it. I'm telling you that these are white men, many of whom have a set, stern jaw that's icky to look at. A legitimate attempt by a state legislature to discover the boundaries of Roe v. Wade. There's a crack in the door of Roe versus Wade, and we're going through it. 40 years after a woman's legal right to abortion was enshrined in the U.S., the real object is to goad the Supreme Court into reconsidering its 1973 decision. Now, we know what's going on, and we've been following the gay marriage thing. They're going to punt on gay marriage, in my opinion. I don't think they're going to come up with a substantive, definitive DOMA ruling, the Supreme Court, that is, because Justice Kennedy, who was appointed by Reagan, is too much of a vacillating, if you'll pardon the expression. The Supreme Court is supposed to reflect occasionally the will of the people of this land. I think you'll find that most people are for a woman's right to choose, and most people are for gay marriage at this juncture in the United States. They're going to punt because they're too chicken to come down on the side of right in this. Now, everyone who is against miscegenation, and I'll explain what miscegenation is, not because I think you're ignorant of it, but because there are young people who listen to the show under their covers. hopefully some in the state of North Dakota and Arkansas. Miscegenation is when people of different races marry. There was a famous case that went in front of the Supreme Court with the awesome title of Loving. And in that case, they finally won. It was a white woman and a black man. And they won the right to be married. Black people couldn't marry white people in this country at one point. That is very analogous, you may say, to people of same sex wanting to marry one another in this country. We have to redefine things all the time. The original intent of the framers of the Constitution is absolutely irrelevant to the current situation. The things that Scalia has been saying have been refuted by all the other justices, you may have noticed. The other week, he said something extremely pertinent like, well, marriage is for procreation. And Justice Sotomayor said, really? Then should we let people over 50 get married?
That was Greg Proops from his weekly live improvised podcast, The Smartest Man in the World, of which I am a big fan. He has an opinion, fellow Americans, and he makes it well known. You can also check out America's number one dick joke Jesus podcast for the skeptics and atheists. It's called Skeptiles, Skeptiles, with Joe Dixon, Sean Ewald, and myself. All of these things can be found at iTunes and Stitcher and, well, you know the drill. This is the Inner Side Radio program. I'm Scooter. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for selections from this week's Final Edition Radio Hour. That includes an appearance from our dear friend, Stacey Davis, so stay tuned for that.
I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm Jeff Chrysler.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
30 minutes of sizzling satire with teeth.
Last Monday at 7:36 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, ex-Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher died of a stroke. Within minutes, impromptu parties broke out all over the U.K., from Glasgow and Liverpool in the north to East London's Brixton in the south. As ordinary working people poured into the streets to celebrate the death of one of the most hated women in modern English history.
Good riddance, Attila the Hun.
Ding dong, the bitch is dead.
Ding dong, the bitch is dead. The witch is bitch, the bitch is bitch.
But what of the Iron Lady herself? Our afterlife investigative unit, headed up by Stone Peck, has that story.
Within seconds of her stroke, Maggie Thatcher's immortal soul was on its way to its inevitable destination, hell. But she'd hardly passed through the fiery gates when something happened that has never happened in the long, long, possibly infinite history of the nine circles of fire, brimstone, and torment. A truly wicked soul was rejected. A spokesman for Satan said the Dark Lord of the Underworld had no comment, but his Director of Infernal Affairs, Beelzebub, was on the scene. Beelzebub, just what caused this extraordinary decision?
Stone, we were really, really excited to be getting Mrs. Thatcher. I mean, here was a world-renowned monster who, in her own country, had robbed tens of millions of the poor blind, at the same time making the rich hundreds of percent richer than they ever dreamed of being. All while saying it was the rich she was really fighting. Brilliant. then spreading these marvelously, wonderfully vile and cruel policies to Europe, to Japan, to Asia, to Latin America, and to the U.S. through her boyfriend Reagan and his minions. So now hundreds of millions of poor people all over the planet were being robbed blind by tiny ruling classes of pornographically wealthy people. What not to love? She made Messalina and Madame Mao look like little girls who told a fib. We couldn't wait for Maggie, a global celebrity of rapacious greed and vicious classism, a bona fide star of evil.
So what happened?
Well, she came through our gates of fire with that voice blaring away.
Ready to move beyond the present position to the creation of a European monetary fund.
Speechifying a mile a minute. She's going to shake this place up. There's too many demons per soul. Don't forget, these are ordinary hard-flogging and hard-spearing demons. She's gonna fire two out of every three demons. What? How can you fire someone in hell? Now she's gonna privatize all nine circles, sell them to separate consortiums so they'll run at a profit? Release all the lawyers in the eighth circle to work out the details. What? Release all those lawyers chained up to their necks in molten dog shit? Where's the fun in that? We'd go crazy down here without them to taunt.
So who made the decision to fire her?
Our eternally damned advisory board. Saddam, Mother Teresa, Sweeney Todd, Eva Braun, Pol Pot, Ronald Reagan recommended she be cast forth from hell for all eternity. Like Ronnie said,
well, if she stays, abandon hope are we who have entered here.
So what becomes of Mrs. Thatcher now? Earth doesn't want her back.
Simple. She's condemned to wander the dark and trackless wastes of space for all eternity. Utterly alone, ignored, unloved, unheard, irrelevant, and despised. Till time is no more, and then some.
Monetary policy at all. It was really about a backdoor to a federal Europe. A federal Europe taking many, many democratic powers away from democratic electors.
So there we have it. Our exclusive afterlife story. Thatcher dies, goes to hell, hell spits her right back out.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, a witch, a wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead.
Welcome to Emerging Vocations, where we look at changes in today's job market. My guest this morning is one of the many people who telecommutes, who works entirely out of his home. He is what is called an aggregator and gathers links and content for various web pages. Mr. Bob Trilling, welcome.
Huh? What? Hi. Does my voice sound weird? I'm not used to talking. Talking.
So it must be really convenient to work right out of your home. What sort of advantages are there with telecommuting?
There's no traffic.
Uh-huh.
No office politics. I was never good at that.
Sure.
Bathing is optional.
Right.
Boy, it's bright in here.
And how did you first start telecommuting?
Well, I had another job. God, I can't even remember it anymore. I worked at a newspaper. I was a layout person.
And then you became part of the new economy. So tell us what you do. Walk us through your day.
I get up at noon or midnight. Day and night are kind of the same. Then I get online and look for news stories about the biological sciences. Then I enter them onto a website about the biological sciences. Then I play online games for a while. Then a week goes by.
Boy, waking up late and staying in my underwear all day? That's the job of my dreams.
In my dreams, I'm always walking down a long road and I can't find anyone.
One more thing. What would you say is the best thing about working at home by yourself?
Well, It gives you a lot of time to think about what led up to this.
I never thought of it that way. Mr. Bob Trilling, thanks for talking to us.
Was this real?
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
I'm Stone White.
And I'm Chirpy News Chick at Ground Zero in Austin, Texas. Glorious leader Kim Sung-un has recently announced his nuclear intentions on the capital city of the Republic of Texas.
Glorious leader Rick Perry will protect us, Chirpy.
Yeah, glorious leader Rick Perry is visiting his money in Panama this week.
Well, there's never been a nuclear attack on a Tuesday. I'm sure we'll be fine.
And that's the news from Ground Zero in Austin, Texas.
And that's a wrap.
Can you believe that moron wants to nuke Austin? It's the commie capital of the South.
Austin's North Korea with coffee shops.
And food. Austin has food.
And Mexicans. Do they have Mexicans in North Korea?
No, they have North Koreans in North Korea.
Who does all the work?
They have North Koreans.
That's barbaric. They need some Mexicans.
And hippie guitar players.
Austin has vaporizers. They could smoke North Korea.
Austin has lesbians.
That look like Mao Zedong.
It's Kim Sung-un.
Who?
No, who's in China? Kim Sung-un is in North Korea.
I thought it was Kim Sung-il.
Il is dead.
Who's dead?
Who's in China?
I thought he was dead.
Whose father is ill?
How is ill dead?
How is in Singapore?
Who's in Singapore?
No. Who is in China? How is Singapore?
I've never been there.
And Un's father is dead.
I thought you said he was ill.
He's dead.
Who's dead?
Who is in China?
I don't know who's in China.
I just told
who's
you.
Who's in China?
That's right.
Who?
Who?
Who? Ah! Who's in China?
That's right. Who?
I don't know. I don't know.
I just told you. Who?
What's that sound? Oh, my God.
Incoming!
Who would do this to our beautiful wickedness?
Who's in China?
I don't know, but we're on first. Make love to me, Chirpy.
That's so sweet of you.
You is in Taiwan.
I love it when you speak ghetto.
The Final Edition Radio Hour now takes you to the White House, where President Barack Obama has called a special news conference regarding the issue of the domestic use of drones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I call this conference today in order to clear up the recent reports that I have the authority to use drones in a domestic capacity. I know that many of you are thinking that I, the President of the United States, would never use drones to attack his own people, especially in the United States. Well, let me assure you, it's true. The president has got his hand on the joystick of drones, and Barack Obama is going to do some droning. Questions?
Mr. President, you can't be serious.
Oh, I am serious. I have control of the drones now, and rest assured, droning is going to happen.
Mr. President.
Surely, sir, you don't mean that you are literally in control of the drones?
Oh, yes, I do. Listen, people, as you know, all throughout my first term, Republicans were a pain in the ass regarding passing any damn thing. So what did I do? Spent hours playing Call of Duty. I have become a master of double analog. And what is controlled by double analog? That's right. The dudes in Call of Duty and drones. I'm droning, ladies and gentlemen, and daddy-like.
So, sir, who gets droned?
Oh, it's simple. Domestic terrorists, select hate groups, and the Republicans.
Sir, you can't just go after the opposing party because they didn't agree with your policies and voted them down.
I'm in charge of the drones now. Yes, I can. Folks are gonna get droned.
This is pretty scary, sir.
People, is it any scarier than the Patriot Act? Under the Patriot Act, I can come into your home, call you a terrorist, and start waterboarding you immediately. I would even let Vice President Biden hold you down. That's his thing.
But Mr. President, don't you think your personal control of an unmanned killing machine is a tad bit excessive?
That's a good question. You know, you just saved yourself from a droning. But to answer, is it excessive? I have control over SEAL Team 6. Is that excessive? I could have those guys come over to your house tonight and pretend you're Osama bin dead.
I'm scared.
Yes, Mr. President, we're all scared.
Good. That's how I like it. So watch it, America. Don't piss me off. If you are going to attack our way of life and suppress freedom, you're going to get droned. If you like to deal drugs, look out. Here comes a drone. If you're a talking head on Fox News, oh, watch it. Here comes a droning. If you hate national health care, droned. But you will still be covered. So, silver lining.
I knew it.
Aunt Coulter, what are you doing here?
Nobody believed me. I told you all that he was a tyrant who wants to destroy the American people, and you all laughed. You said I was crazy. And now he's going to drone the country, except for the bad part. Gays, liberals, and New York City.
Secret Service, take Aunt Coulter outside. I'm going to give her a droning.
This has been a special news conference by the President of the United States on his insane droning. Wow. Whoever would have thought this president would be worse than George W.
And now, Act Two of the award-winning play, Billy Elliot.
Father, I want to dance.
But we're British coal miners, son. Fighting tyranny. Dancing is not a tough guy thing to do. We must be strong.
But Papa...
I said no! No dancing!
Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher is dead! The strike is off. The unions survive. We can live.
Maggie Thatcher is dead.
The Prime Minister is dead?
She is no more.
Everybody dance now!
This episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Darby Worley, Antu Chell, Barry Lank, Kevin Janis, Jen Dodd, Rob Gordon, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. It was written by Barry Lank, John Marshall, Rob Gordon, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. Special thanks to Scooter of KPFT in Houston for Who Is Not Austin. And here comes the pitch. Be sure to visit thefinaledition.com often, daily, regularly. The Final Edition Radio Hour was edited and engineered by Greg Russ. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of The Final Edition, LLC, copyright 2013.
And that's going to do it for this week. Special thanks to Stacey Davis as Chirpy News Chick in Austin. This and all previous Innerside Radio programs can be found on the internet. Simply Google The Inner Side. Be sure to use Google because they really want to know what you're listening to. Watch out for the drones, everybody. Be safe. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.
Down with disease. 3 weeks in my bed. Trying to stop these demons that keep dancing in my head. Down with disease. And I'm up before the dawn. 1,000 barefoot children.